Monday.
Open wide dev fans.
Get ready
to stuff your face with JavaScript, CSS, node modules, barbecue tips, Git workflows, breakdancing, soft skills, web development,
the hastiest,
the craziest,
the tastiest
web development treats.
Coming in hot,
here is Wes,
Barracuda,
Boss,
and Scott,
El Toro Loco, Tolinsky.
Welcome to Syntax on this Monday hasty treat. We're going to be talking about one of our favorite topics. In fact, I think we could go hastier and hastier with this sort of topic, but this is going to be a really fun one. We're going to get into it fast here, and we are going to give you all of the things that we love in VS Code right now. Some little themes, some fonts, some extensions, and some techniques. And again, this is going to be a hasty treat, so it's not going to be entirely comprehensive, but it's going to be a lot of fun. So I'm really excited to talk about a lot of the things that we love in VS Code right now. My name is Scott Tolinsky, and with me as always is Wes Boss. How's it going?
Hey, everybody. Doing well. I've just had my baby boy and stoked to get back to recording. It's funny. I took a couple days off, and now I'm starting my like paternity leave, which is, I don't know, going to be like a couple hours a day of working and a couple hours with the kids. So I'm really curious to see how that works.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been interesting for us as well, because we're, what, 3 weeks in the future of you, so to say, because our baby mm-hmm. was born in May. And so, yeah, things have been interesting, although you now have three. So it's not going to be your exact future here. But let's get into it. Let's actually, first, we wanted to quick touch on our sponsor today, which is going to be Netlify. Now, for those of you who have been listening to Syntax for a little while, you know how much we love Netlify. And those of you who are new to the show are about to find out just how much I love Netlify and just how much I know Wes loves Netlify as well. If I'm picking a service to host anything with at this point in my life, it's going to be Netlify. And let me tell you why, because Netlify makes everything so incredibly easy. We're used to having to deal with servers and build processes and continuous integration, and setting all these things up can take up your entire week, let alone just make you want to pull your hair out sometimes. And Netlify does all of those things so, so well. Netlify makes it incredibly easy to get up and running with any Git repository and have it built and up in a free web host, essentially, in absolutely no time at all. So give it a try at netlify.com/syntax. Take advantage of everything they have to offer, from a global CDN continuous deployment setup for free, one-click HTTPS, which you need in 2019, and some seriously awesome other things. And if you need the power of server-side functionality, Netlify has that for you too, in various features as well as serverless functions. Cool. So let's get into our favorite VS Code stuff. Do you want to kick it off with what theme you're using? I actually might be able to answer this part for you, because I'm going to be able to take a guess here. You're using your own Cobalt theme still, right?
Cobalt 2. Yeah. Cobalt was the original one that I forked probably like 11 years ago now.
So the two is like stamped on there. You can't just say Cobalt. Yeah. Right? You got to say Cobalt 2.
No, if you say Cobalt, then I get it all the time. People email me like, I'm using your Cobalt theme. I'm like, no, it's not built. It's not the one that comes with VS Code. You have to install it yourself.
My apologies.
So it's quite a bit different from that now. And it's been my favorite. People ask me like, don't you ever get sick of it? And I think, no, I've been tweaking and working on this thing for years and years and years and years now. And I absolutely love it.
I actually had a hard time getting away from my own Level Up Touch themes that I've been using. I have two themes. I have a dark one and a lighter one. And I mm-hmm. loved my Level Up themes. They're the best things in the entire world. But you know what, man? I am just way too, you know, I got to change it up. And I got to change it up sometime. So I'm not currently using my Level Up themes, although I still love them very much. And I miss them every time I open VS Code. I'm currently using this theme that kind of got a little bit of boost on the Twitter land when it came out, which was Synthwave 84. And this theme, it actually looks enough like my Level Up themes. There's lots of purple in here and a lot of color contrast, the things that I love in a good theme. So this one wasn't too crazy for me to go to from another purple theme to another purple theme. So I'm using Synthwave 84, and I really like it. And I miss my themes, but I really like it.
Awesome. What about font? What are you using these days?
Fonts. I'm using Dink Mono, which is a paid font. Before then, I was using Fuhrer Code, but Dink Mono, you know what? It came out and it has a little bit of niceties that Fuhrer didn't have. I used the ligatures within Dink Mono, and trust me, I love ligatures. I don't know if I could live without them at this point. You know, I could live without them. Well, that's hyperbolic, but like, I love my ligatures, and I know some people hate them, but I'm a huge, huge fan. So I use Dink Mono, happy to support that font with ligatures. I'm a big fan. It looks great.
I use Operator Mono, have for many years, it was pretty expensive. I think it was like $200 when I first bought it, which is nuts, but my answer to that is that it's literally my job to,
yeah, you're staring to at
see
it.
What I'm coding, so I can spend a little bit of money on that kind of thing. I actually don't like ligatures. I just prefer to see the actual characters myself. I always thought that there would be an issue with people taking my courses being like, that's a very wide equal sign. Like, no, it's three equals and something like that. But I know you've never had that issue before. So
I get no complaints
about it.
Maybe
it's unwarranted. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I should try it at some point. You also have to like patch Operator Mono if you want ligatures, and it's not something that I've been interested in getting into. So I absolutely love it. It's such a, like, your coding font and your coding theme is such a hotly contested thing, and people either love it or absolutely hate it, and they think like it's funny. I used to get asked every single day, like, how do you look at that? It's awful. And like the mental overhead, that's the what people always use as an excuse for anything that they don't like. They think like the mental overhead is unbelievable for something like that. I was like, no, it's fine. I know what an H looks like. And I absolutely love it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It is. It's one of those things. I mean, it's a kind of an extension of you, right? You spend so much time in this environment. It's like your room or something. It's just another part of your life that you spend a lot of time in. So got to make it yours.
So now we're going to get into we each have five extensions or just things we love about VS Code. Maybe it's a feature that has been released in the last little bit. Maybe it's a package, an extension that we have. So we'll sort of just go back and forth each, yeah, and hopefully you find a few things that you can add to your own workflow. So my first one here is Bracket Pair Colorizer. It's pretty nifty little thing where if you have lots of nested blocks, maybe you have a function inside of that, you have object with nested method, and inside of that you have another object, seeing what the associated brackets are, curly brackets, parentheses, things like that. Obviously you can just click them and they'll highlight each other, but another little extension that I run is the bracket pair colorizer, and it will just, every time you have a nested block or a nested parenthesis, it will choose a new color for those brackets, and then you can quickly look at it and say like, oh, purple opens here, purple closes here, yellow opens here, yellow opens or closes there.
Yeah, I love bracket colorizer. I use this one all the time. People always ask me about this. This is one where they see screenshots and they're like, how did you get those colored brackets? Where'd you get those colored brackets? No, I absolutely love this one too. I use this nonstop. Yeah, so my extension actually kind of goes along with this in a way that has to deal with colors in a way that in your code that's just helps you find things. And this is Better Comments from Aaron Bond. Better Comments has nearly a million downloads, and I use this all the time because what it does is it colors your comments to be different colors based on a sort of indicator character. So for instance, if I have a comment and then I start it with an exclamation point, it colors the entire comment red. I use these, yes, for any time that it's like emergency stuff or something you need to be aware of. Then there's the to do one, which I like to use to do's in comments. I use them, you know, somewhat frequently, and this colors your to do's, makes them stand out, makes them orange. There's a question mark, turns it blue, an asterisk, which turns it green, and a param one for parameter based comments. Love, love, love this extension. Better Comments, one of my favorites.
Yeah, I've been using that one for a while now as well. And what I like about it is that it's not like a specialized thing, because if somebody's not using VS Code, those comments don't look weird. They're, yeah, just they just have the word to do or an exclamation mark in front of them. They're still comments at the end of the day. They're just highlighted a little bit differently in when you have the sync turned on. Big fan. Next one I have here is two extensions, actually, permute lines and unique lines. So in Sublime Text days, we had the ability to permute, which is flip lines. So if you've got, sometimes I'll just copy paste data and paste it into VS Code. And I want to flip all of the lines top to bottom, bottom to top. And permute lines will do that, as well as unique lines will take all of the lines and just give you, it'll remove the ununique ones. And I often have that where if I'm like making an object or something like that, and I'm pasting in data from a few sources, like one example is one of my demos I'm working on right now is I took like a list of different colors from three or four places, and then I selected them all and I just ran unique on them. And it, if I had like gray in there twice, it would just remove it for me.
Wow. I don't have unique or permute line installed, but I just clicked install on both of those. especially the unique lines with, like you mentioned, working in an object or something. I'm definitely going to be using that one. Absolutely. Cool. Next up I have is one that is very popular. A lot of people know this extension, and this is import cost. Now, I love import cost because it's really easy to just install a bunch of stuff and not think about it. But when you have import cost installed, whenever you import anything in your application, it's going to tell you the bundle size as well as the gzipped minified bundle size. So you don't really have a whole lot of excuses about not knowing what's in your project if it's staring you in your face. Okay, by importing this, I'm now bringing in this amount of kilobytes into our project. This one is made by Wix. It has nearly a million downloads, so it's very popular, but I love import cost.
Next one I have here is just a new feature to VS Code. It just popped up last week in my VS Code, and it's breadcrumbs. And I specifically love this for my tutorials, because what will happen is if you're in a folder three levels deep, and then you're inside of a file, and then you're inside of a function, and then you are defining a variable, what it will do is it will show you breadcrumbs, all of the folders, the actual file you're in, and then it will go down to the nitty-gritty of which function and which variable are you currently in. And I love that just for my own sanity, because I can click on a folder, I can see a list of all of the other files and allow me to quickly jump into those sibling files, as well as for people who are taking my courses, they can quickly see what file am I actually in currently. Because that's a huge problem I find in not just my own courses, but even when I'm doing a workshop, is people create folders, they create files in the wrong folder because of how small the VS Code sidebar is, and maybe the indentation isn't as great. It's sometimes easy to accidentally create a file in the wrong folder, and then there goes your Friday night or whatever it is that you're working on. It's a bit of a bummer.
There goes your Friday night.
Obviously, we do fun things if that's what our Friday night is.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Absolutely. And I'm going to go with another piece of functionality just like you do. This one, although, has been in VS Code for a long time. And this is the go-to definition by holding the command or control key. I believe it's control on Windows. On Mac, it's the command key. If you are using React or Vue or any of these systems, this thing kicks so much butt. Let's say I have a component here. The component name is series. I've imported it from the series file. But you know what? I just want to jump to the definition where that thing was defined. I can hold the command key, and then your component or your function or whatever now becomes a link. You can click it, and it takes you into the file. If it's in another file, it takes you to the line. If it's on another line, it goes to the definition. So you never have to guess or try to find where things are specifically defined here. And this thing works so darn awesomely. I love it. I use it nonstop. Big, big fan of go to definition by control or command control click.
Next one I have here is the toggle quotes extension. It's very simple. If you create a string with single or double quotes, ideally your prettier will fix it for you. So I find myself using this less and less, but I always create strings with single quotes. And then I go, shoot, should you use toggle or you should use backticks? So what this will allow you to do is toggle between single, double, and backticks. In JavaScript specifically, and it works in all languages, it'll toggle between all the different kinds that you have there.
It looks like it's a pretty easy command too. It's just command and then the tilde. Is that what it is? Or no, it's command and single quote.
When I first installed it, it wasn't hooked up to anything. which I thought was silly because people are, you know, like, oh, it doesn't work.
Very silly.
Because in Sublime Text, I had a similar one that would allow me to command tilde and toggle between it. And it looks, I wired it up to do that. And it looks like they have made that the default now.
I just installed this and I just did a command. It's command single quote, actually. So the default one.
Okay.
So I just wired it up to commit, or I just installed it. I went to a string. I did command single quote and it's going between my, wow. This is great. I'm going to use this all the time, especially for turning quotes into backticks. I'm going to love that. So next one I have here is one that people ask me about all the time because I use this nonstop. This thing is called Wrap Console Log. Now, Wrap Console Log is a really neat extension that basically allows you to run a single command and have it output a console log on the very next line of whatever your cursor was on. And it can be really interesting because it can also prepend with a string of what the variable is that you're logging, or if you have multiple ones selected, it can do multiples. This thing is just so incredibly easy. And what I like to do personally is rig it up so that I can just do command L to do the one word outputs with the string. And it has been actually, whoa. Hey, get this. So I talked about this. I'm wondering if this person heard me talk about this on an episode of Syntax before or via Level Up Tutorials, because somebody has gone ahead and created a package that I'm now seeing called Wrap Console Log Simple, which has my command L shortcut that I had talked about before doing the exact same thing that I talked about where it does the variable string with the variable. So maybe just install Wrap Console Log Simple, then you don't have to modify the other one and it's just going to do the stuff that I'm talking about here. Yeah, that's my advice. Wrap Console Log Simple. This one's really cool. So I'm going to uninstall Wrap Console Log and change it to Wrap Console Log Simple right now.
Last one I have here is called Snapshot Tools for VS Code. And what it will do is if you use Jest snapshots, it will show you the if you highlight over the snapshot, it will show you what the snapshot looks like over top of it. And it will show you if there is an error in your snapshot compared to what it had last time. And it's kind of cool because you don't have to go to the terminal to see this. You can just hover over top of it and it will show you if it's broken or not.
Super cool.
Yes.
My last one is also a very popular one called Git History. You can be on any single file at all. You can open up your command prompt and you can type Git file view or view file history. And it shows you a history of that particular file. And when it's been changed, what branch you're on, you can choose your branches. You can choose all your commits. You can copy the commit name directly, or you can click on the commit itself and compare the version of the file to the current file that you have opened. I use this all the time because I'm not a huge fan of commenting code out. I like to just get rid of it if I'm getting rid of it. And then if I ever need anything from it, what I can do is just check the history of the file really insanely quickly. Check the history of the file, compare it against what I'm doing, maybe copy and paste, or if something broke, I can compare it to the previous commit. Those kind of things. I absolutely love Git History. It gives you a really nice visual of all of your commits and branches as well when you just generally click the Git History link that it puts in your top menu bar. It gives you one of those like subway maps of all your commits and branches and all that stuff. So Git History is one of my absolute favorites. I use it daily. Big, big fan here.
Yeah, I use that one quite a bit as well. The UI for it is great, like you said.
Beautiful, beautiful. But yeah, that's it. These are just some quick, tasty, but hasty VS Code tips that we absolutely love. So if you want to hear another one of these out of us, I'm sure I could come up with 5, 6, 7, 8 more VS Code extensions or features that I absolutely love. Maybe we can make it a little bit of a running thing if you're into it. So thank you so much for checking out this Monday Hasty Tree. Do you have anything else to add, Wes?
I think if you have something you'd like us to try out, a VS Code extension, tweet us at SyntaxFM. I'm at Wes Boss and Scott is at S. Talinsky. And that's it for today. Thanks for tuning in. We will catch you on Wednesday.
Peace.
Peace.
Head on over to syntax.fm for a full archive of all of our shows. And don't forget to subscribe in your podcast player or drop a review if you like this show.